Arnold has just descended.
Get off your chair, do a dance, and then sit back down.
Is it get out of the chopper?
Get in the chopper.
Oh, in the chopper.
Get in the chopper. You don't want to get out.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Well, I'm...
First quote, get out of the chopper.
Okay, get out. Yes, Arnold.
I mean, get in the chopper.
Yeah, I got confused.
You got me confused,
dude. I'm confused because I don't really watch those movies.
Motivational Monday.
Yes.
Shall resume.
Okay.
Sorry for that confusion.
So this week, let's start with...
Yeah, I'll start.
Okay.
Because I got to represent. Moms. So Mother's Day is currently going on right now in the U.S. because they're a day behind.
Mm-hmm. Time difference.
Even though it was yesterday for Beijingers and China people and people in this area of the world, you know, celebrating their mothers. So my quote has to do with moms. Okay, so here it goes. Being a mother is one of the highest salaried jobs since the payment is pure love. And I know that sounds a little cliche, but sometimes the reason why cliches are cliche is because we love hearing them. They mean something to all of us. And so they can be used so often to communicate what we're feeling. Whereas everything else is kind of just like you take a chance, whether it's weird or it's good. The thing is, you can't buy love. But, you know, there is no connection of anything between anyone, I would say, like a mom and her child or her children. And I think that's mimicked in religions. I think that's mimicked in so many different things. I mean, moms, they raise a whole human being. Everybody has a mom. And mom's love is what gets us through the hardest times. It's what got us, what answered all of our dumb questions when we were kids. And, you know, to be a mom doesn't always mean, you know, opportunities like in the career of CEOs or being this and that or whatever that is, if you call that success. But raising a human being in a world that maybe is seeming darker and darker, but you raise somebody who's going to shine a light, that... you just paid off the world's debt. So to be a great mom, to be celebrated on Mother's Day, there is no more important job than being that mom. You are fostering the next generation of this earth and in so creating the future. And you ladies are amazing for raising that flag, especially the ones that don't have their man around for whatever reason. You guys are superheroes.
Yes. Oh, superheroes. That's what moms are. I can't agree more.
So moms out there, your motivation, your superheroes.
You are. And can I please just raise a small point that could be a little bit of a downer? That is, monetary-wise, it is the world's worst paid job. So on the other hand, I think it just shows how great moms are. But as kids, or as a human being, we all have moms, and then that's why it's important to celebrate Mother's Day and also make every day...
You almost ruined my Mom's Day motivation.
Mother's Day for them. I think, you know, Ryan, you're acknowledging...
Love is more powerful than money, more powerful than anything on this planet. When you're a mother, I think you're guaranteed love for the rest of your life.
We'll try to reciprocate
love for the rest of your life.
Your mom.
Because I love my mom and I'll love her forever.
Yeah.
Forever, Mama. I love you.
And the message is out. Yes. Well, so we have maybe a little bit more time. Yeah, so Lai Ming, what's your Motivational Monday?
Well, my Motivational Monday quote is somewhat related to our first topic, but I should try and be brief about it because I think we talk extensive about the topic. It's in Chinese, 君子不立于危墙之下. It means a wise man does not stand beside a falling wall. Well, here the falling wall is not to be taken... specifically or literally. It could also be risks, because while I was doing the research for topic one, I noticed there a tendency for some people who do not care about their own safety. There are people that we see in the street who just make a run for the red light. There are people who just pop onto the street without looking whether there's a car coming. So I when I travel on the road, I saw people do that. They take unnecessary risks. So I'd like to motivate people with this quote from, well, reportedly from Confucius, that we should always anticipate what we are going into and pay attention, take necessary precautions, and so that we are always on the safe side.
Yes, well, that's one thing every individual can try to do. Although I do understand sometimes there is that thrill of putting yourself into a risky situation. But yes, from Lai Ming, calling for some reason here.
Yeah, take precautions. In fact, one of my personal heroes, Chris Hadfield, he's an astronaut. He just released a masterclass, which I think I really want to take, but he literally says that everything NASA does or space programs do is exactly what Kongzi had said, is always try to predict what's going to happen, because this is the pure way to do something as incredible as go to space or make your dreams happen.